My friends, again, we are here at this local cemetery in Houston, and we're doing these three short chapters covering heaven, the angels, and the saints. So in the previous video, we talked about heaven and the quickest way to get there. And now I just want to share with you a little bit about how the angels help us in purgatory. Please join me in this video. My friends, please join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. All angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My name is Alvaro Interiano, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Blessed Mother. And we've been doing for some time now this series on purgatory from the book Get Us Out of Here. It's been an amazing journey for me in learning more about purgatory and then also sharing that love with you. And you guys have had an amazing response to it. So please subscribe to my channel, share these videos, and especially pray for those souls in purgatory. That's the best gift that you can give me and that I can give you. So we talked about how we can help the souls in purgatory, how they can help us. We talked about the Blessed Mother's role. And now we want to focus just a little bit on angels and how they assist us and how they join us in purgatory and what their role is. So Maria was asked, many say we all have an angel. Is that true? She responds, yes, we all have a guardian angel. And then she's asked, and when we die, does this angel get another job down here? She responds, no, he comes with us into purgatory. Yet while there, the souls do not get to see their guardian angel all the time. Now, this is something that I've heard and read in many different places, that our guardian angel follows us, and we're the only ones that he has to serve. So whoever is assigned to us as a guardian angel, they were assigned to us before we were created, during our life, and even in eternity. They don't get a second job. That's their only mission. So they continue with us in purgatory. The only place that they don't follow us is into hell. And when a soul reaches heaven, what does his angel do then? His angel stays in heaven with him. Guardian angels only get the assignment to accompany one of us here on earth once. Do all guardian angels look the same? No, they do not. A credible visionary of the angels tells me that some are fiery, others quieter. These quieter ones are the ones who accompany suffering souls. Their apparel is reddish, and they wear a band around their heads, somewhat like a diadem. Others wear white, are jollier, and wear a crown. These serve those whom they protect more than the others do. The poor sinners' angels wear deep red, their heads are crowned, and they hold their hands across their chest while looking up toward heaven with a pleading appearance. What is the relationship between a poor soul and its guardian angel? On occasion, they are very close to one another. The poor soul then sees its guardian angel, and the guardian angel consoles and protects the soul from attacks and also guides and teaches it. Now, when she says from attacks, what she means is that in the lower part of purgatory, demons and Satan are able to attack the souls in purgatory. And this can be avoided through our prayers and, as we just read, the intercession of the angels. She continues, do people here among us also sometimes see and communicate with their guardian angels? Yes, this happens far more often than is realized and must be accepted and nurtured as an enormous grace. All of us, when we pray a lot, can get to know our guardian angel. She continues and asks, so if someone does not pray for the poor souls, the chances are high that it was an angel. Therefore, anybody caring to have extra protection should certainly pray for his or her deceased relatives. Then this going off of what we talked about before, yes. And if one does, one can be certain of their response because they so badly want to get into heaven with Jesus. A poor soul told me that if everyone were to pray quickly for protection from the poor souls and his guardian angel, and would use holy water regularly before driving off in his car, 80% of all car accidents would not happen. 80%. That would put many insurance companies out of business and drop medical costs everywhere. And an equal percentage of all other accidents is also called by evil. You know, on our way here, my wife and I were reflecting on a motorcycle accident that we saw about a couple weeks ago. And it was both an awesome, in the sense of it inspired awe, and a terrible thing to see this man suffering. We don't really know the details of how he got into the accident. We just arrived after it had happened. And he was laying on the floor. Some of his fingers were clearly broken. He probably had some broken ribs. His helmet was thrown completely off. He was in agony, and he didn't really even know who he was. So when you think about what she just said, it's so important for us to pray for the poor souls to protect us, to pray for our guardian angel to protect us. And these accidents don't need to happen. Not just because we should avoid unnecessary things. So for instance, he was driving a motorcycle. We shouldn't do that. It's just too dangerous. But even if we did, even in our daily activities, we could avoid so much suffering and so much pain if we only asked for the poor souls to pray for us. So my friends, especially those of you that have children, or those of you that have loved ones that are involved in dangerous things, or their lives are at risk at different times, ask the poor souls to pray for them. Ask their guardian angels to pray for them. My friends, this is just a little bit from this chapter where we see that our guardian angels indeed follow us into purgatory to give us consolation, but they also intercede for us here on earth. My friends, God bless you and have a beautiful day.